Let's see here. Hey, Wombats, what is happening? Good to be here for another episode of T11. I feel like I'm bitching all the time when I'm doing these things. It's weird because I really do not have much of a plan when I come in here. I've got kind of an idea what I want to talk about, but right now what I wanted to talk about, I just decided I ain't going to do it. I think I'd rather bitch to you guys instead about what's happening in my life. First of all, I think I just learned that it's impossible for me to be able to stab somebody. I just spent 30 minutes working my ass off on a Capri Sun trying to get that damn straw in the thing. God, I love those things, man. I can't find them all over there. I love those things. Thank you, Costco. Anyway, good to have you here. Okay, well, let's just do this one. Let's just talk about this instead. Let's stick with the bitching theme that I seem to be have going lately here. I seem to be going through one of the more challenging times of my entire life. It's true. It's like everything is coming together. In a weird way, everything's coming together to kind of screw with my head, it seems like. Everything seems so uncertain and up in the air. I feel like I'm juggling a bunch of I feel like I'm juggling a bunch of, dare I say balls. Yes, I'm juggling balls. Leave the jokes to yourself, everybody. Wrong show for that. No, actually, it's the right show for that. But all the stuff that I have going on in my life, I want to kind of move towards it all in a very peaceful way. I have to, or I will lose my mind, because in my mind right now, everything is up in the air. I don't want to say my career is up in the air, but the business is weird. Everything is just kind of strange. And the new company that we are teamed up with, the Lex and Terry Show is teamed up with, I'm not so sure I trust them or not yet. I don't, it's just really odd. And so that's a weird thing that's happening. My health, I go to the doctor, I do all the stuff that I'm supposed to do, but in no way am I working out as much as I should. I cannot sleep to save my life. Relationships are pretty good, but we are thinking about selling this condo and getting out of the high-rise condo life for a bit, which causes stress, undue stress, because I'm with my partner, Sherry, 30 years. We are talking about that, and it's not real pleasant because, believe it or not, I have an opinion too. I could say that because I know she doesn't listen to this thing. That's what kind of a brave soul I am over here, huh? Let's see here. Money. Obviously, money is a thing. I'm getting to an age where you start doing the math, and I wish I would have started doing the math earlier. Guys, gals, in your 30s, early 30s, maybe even 20s. I don't think there's ever too early of a time to start. But start thinking about that nest egg. Start thinking about some retirement, because you won't be all stressed out when the time comes. And listen, that's like old man advice. Nobody gives a damn when old people say something. I'm the same way, I'm not the same way. I have always paid attention to my elders. Always have. Doesn't mean I follow what they say, but I do think that their opinion is valid. I mean, you think about people health-wise, when people get older, that's always like, hey, you're going to wish you had more time to spend with your family and friends and all that kind of stuff. You're going to wish you were better at your diet and better at your everything. You're just going to, you start to reevaluate all the decisions you made when you're in your 20s and your 30s and your 40s. And, You know, it's just everything just seems to pile up. And right now it is absolute chaos in my head and in my heart. It is brutal what's going on right now to me. Now, as far as this goes, as far as this podcast goes, which you know I love doing, the introspective stuff, I don't know, it might be a little too fluffy for a lot of people to deal with. You know, it's, or to even identify with. Most people are just trying to get through life. They don't want to be lectured to or told how to live their life, which is the last thing I want to do on this show. I just like sharing parts of my personal life. Maybe you guys could get something out of it. But at the end of the show, I'm the one that usually gets something out of the show. I usually end up thinking about it. This is a way for me to almost therapize. Some sort of therapy is going on right now. I mean, I could pivot this podcast. I could just stop doing it. I could do one of those political podcasts, you know, where you just tell people what they want to hear, piss off one side, choose a side, just rock it. Which, by the way, you see a lot of people in today's day and age doing that. They try to find a niche. They try to find some sort of something going on. I see it, and don't get mad at me, people, okay? I see it more on the real conservative, the far crazy right, and then the far crazy left. But I see it more on the far crazy right. You get some person of color. You get some sort of, I don't know, minority or some sort of weird thing going on, or your sexual preference, and you want to make it in some sort of podcasting or some sort of anything, especially online where people are making money now, you usually go, well, let's see here. There's not a lot of people like me representing that side, so I'll just go ahead and go all in. You could tell they don't even mean it. It's a business decision. It is absolutely nuts. But hey, you know, it's a way to make money. It really is. But I don't want to upset people all day long. And I don't want to fight with people, depending on what side I choose. I say some things around my friends, who most of them are very liberal. I say some things around my friends where I see them scratching their head going, who is this guy? Where did that come from? What do you mean you think that people that are ripping off old ladies should be shot in the head? I'm with my man Trump on that one. I'm all over the place. But I also have other very liberal beliefs. I am all over the place. I am scattered, as you could tell. Maybe that's some of the stuff that's keeping me up at night. I could do a sports podcast, which is something that I've talked about before that I could talk about intelligently. I love sports. As you can tell, I'm wearing my Los, it's not Dodgers, okay? Los Doyers. Los Dodgers thing. But, you know, sports has been my life. I love sports. I played it. I watch it. Not as much as I used to, or at least not in the way that I used to. I used to be fanatic about it. If my team lost, I would cry my ass off. Now I just don't care as much, because I realized many years ago that those guys don't care about me. But if I could come up with a really cool angle of a sports podcast, I would be in heaven. But I don't think there is one. I don't think there is one. But yeah, I mean, my current goal right now, just for me personally, is just to kind of look within myself, see what's happening, take note of what's going on around, make adjustments where I can to live longer, make adjustments where I can to be a better husband, or to be a better friend, or to be a better boss, or radio host, or whatever. I'm just always, as you know, looking for a code, a cheat code, to try to make everything a little more fun, make everything a little more meaningful to me, if that means anything. Because I really like to do meaningful things. I know that on the Lex and Terry show, it's, you know, I've talked myself into it being somewhat of a meaningful job. We take people's mind off of all that crap that I just talked about. And that's where I like to live. I couldn't imagine doing one of those podcasts that I just briefly talked about. I just kind of want to be a calming voice right now and let people know that everything's going to be okay. This is going to be a trying time, especially when I was talking about the politics. I can honestly say, and look me in the eyes if you're watching on YouTube, I can honestly say that no matter who the president has been, it's been all right. You know, yeah, you're going to, you know, the news is going to get you riled up about one thing or another, but it's been okay. This is America. I know a lot of people are trying to scare us by saying, hey, man, democracy's going to be dead. We're not going to. And you know what? It may very well be. Who knows? I don't know. All I know is I got one vote. I have many opinions that swing a lot of different ways. And I don't want to sound like I'm giving up on anything, but I've surrendered to the fact that I, me personally, am not going to change anything like that. Unless, of course, I run for president or local city council or something like that, which would be the worst thing I could ever imagine even doing. I hated so much talking about it. Well, then why are you talking about it, Terry? Okay, I hear you. I get it. But outside, as you know, everything, we're being bombarded with all kinds of stuff, ways to live healthier, ways to live longer. We're being bombarded politically. We're being bombarded with, economy. We're being bombarded with all kinds of stuff. It is so noisy out there that I just want some place to go to find some sort of peace. And I thought this show was going to be it, but here I am talking about all this crap. I'd love to be able to be a calming voice to let everybody know that things are going to be okay. And I truly believe that things are going to be okay. You could just do what you could do. And I believe that there's plenty of things you could do to enhance whatever direction you want to go in. But I just want people to like one another again. It's really sad to see what's happening. I just want people to like one another. But talking about something like that, nobody cares about that right now. If, let's just say this was a kumbaya, we are the world kind of podcast. We're all in this together. Let's sit all everybody down and figure some things out. And let's make it, just try to do the best by everybody. And yes, some people are going to have to compromise, but nobody wants to compromise. Everybody wants to win. Nobody wants to compromise. So, yeah, I mean, who wants a podcast like that? If I started something like that right now, nobody would listen to it for 10 years. I think that's one of those shows that's way ahead of its time. Anyway, out of all those things that I mentioned that are kind of keeping me up at night, to be honest with you, all those thoughts, all those things that are just throwing around in my head, I got one word for that. And that word is... I just want to shake it all off. I am absolutely losing sleep over a lot of stuff. Nighttime is so hard for me. It really is. All the self-doubts that I have, they all come out to play. All the my deepest fears about everything, whether it's job, family, wanting them to be happy and healthy and successful, my relationship, caring so much about Sherry and my friends and all that stuff. I just, that stuff preoccupies my brain at night. It just really gets into my head and I can't stop it. I cannot stop it. Not just that, some good things creep in there too. I start thinking about the radio show, the Lex and Terry show. What am I doing the next day? How can I make it better? How can I be a better co-host? How can I be a better, all that stuff. It just goes through my head and I can't stop. So like I said, it's not all the horrible thing. It's not mayhem, but it is mayhem when you're trying to sleep, and sleep is so important. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. I've tried the Ambien. I've tried edibles. I've tried listening to other podcasts out there that put me to sleep. I've tried listening to white noise. What kind of noise do you want? Do you want the rain? Do you want wind? Do you want lightning off in the sunset? I mean, out in the, you know, the thunder off in the past. And all. Do you, there's so many choices for that out there. I lose sleep trying to figure out which damn white noise thing to listen to. Sleep apps, prayer, all kinds of stuff. I'm trying everything I can to get a good night's sleep. Jerking off. You know, what dude doesn't do that? Do ladies do that? That's something I'll, you know, I need to start asking you ladies out there right now. Leave a message here. I know, look at this, the T11 show. You're trying to do some good in the world. But the question you're asking all your listeners is, do ladies jerk off before bed just to try to get rested? Is jerking off even the right word for that? I've tried not taking any naps. Am I sleeping too much during the day? I've tried working out harder and harder and harder just to see if I could get exhausted, you know, to where, you know, oh man, I'm just by the end of the night, I'm just pooped. I'm just pooped. So, and then I read something. There's this guy named Brian Johnson. I remember because it's the same name as the guy that's the singer of AC/DC. But he's far from the singer from AC/DC. This is a guy who is, I believe he's right around 50, maybe upper 40s. He started one of those cash apps. I forget which one it is, but and he also has another entrepreneurial things that he's done in the past where he's made hundreds of millions of dollars, if not a billionaire. And his quest right now at his age is to live forever. He's using all of his funding, all of his finances, all of his resources to learn about how the body can stop aging and in a lot of cases, reverse aging. So, of course, I'm in. I'm listening to this. All that did was make me stay up going, I'm not doing enough. But he did say something that I found to be very interesting. And if you're like me and you have a hard time sleeping, your mind is very active at night. He talked about how he was like that as well. And he said he fired the nighttime Brian. So I'm like, okay, I could fire the nighttime Terry. Let's see what this guy's talking about. If this is going to help me, I'm going to fire my ass like you wouldn't believe. You do the things like in his case, you know, he would stay up working on stuff and watching TV, and he was 60 pounds overweight and all this. And he really flipped his whole life and he fired his nighttime, not his person, but he fired his nighttime rituals, what he would normally do. And he goes to bed like, I forget what time, 7:30, doesn't eat past certain times like noon or he's doing just some crazy stuff. But by all accounts, from what the science says, what he's doing, he's kicking some ass right now. He looks good. He's super fit. All of his numbers are great. He's sleeping. He has perfect sleep scores. And every time you turn around, everybody's talking about the importance of getting a good night's rest. So I got to fire the nighttime Terry. I've realized that I have to do this. And I just listened to this or heard this yesterday. So where do I start? You know, because, you know, when you're kind of just restless and you're doing all kinds of stuff, you do dumb things. You start consuming things you don't need to consume anymore, whether it's content, whether you go down a rabbit hole online and you get fired up over something you read, whether it's staying up at night just mindlessly playing video games. In my case, that could happen easily. I like playing my video games from time to time. You start eating poorly because it's just stress eating. It's boredom eating. It's because you're there. It's you have these cravings late at night. You have to find a way to put those things to bed. So this new Terry at night, maybe tonight's the night I start where I go to bed. I have to start going to bed at a ridiculous time. But what am I going to sacrifice? The rest of my life just feeling bad and tired all the time? Or, you know, I have a wife. That's the time I get to hang out with her, you know? And God, it's a really tough position to be in. And I don't, you know, people go, Terry, man, you moved to the West Coast. You don't have, you know, if you live somewhere else, you don't have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I was so worried about all this stuff that I'm thinking, okay, I like this guy's thoughts. Let's go ahead and re-go over all of my nighttime routines. I need to go over all of them and see what I could get rid of, see what I could change, and create new habits. You hear people talking about creating new habits all the time. And I have to do that. And it takes a long time to create a new habit. I think, for me personally, takes well over a month to create a new habit of just doing it. Like if you're going to the gym at 6 a.m. every morning, you drag your ass there and you finally get to the point where you feel like you're kind of blowing it if you don't do it. But I've been so concerned about my health, my longevity, my creativity, my mental well-being, everything, that I started to Google some of my symptoms last night. And I might, according to some of these symptoms, because I don't have a lot of real, you know, physical things, or, you know, I mean, I do, I'm tired and everything else, but a lot of my symptoms, it turns out that I might have a classic case of being burned out on all kinds of things. In this case, I think for me personally, I might be doing too many things. I might be trying to do too many things. I mean, how many podcasts does a guy need? You know, I've got the one with Sherry. I've got these 2-3 times. I would love to do these every day. I love doing this, like I said, but it might not be the most healthy thing for me. I have to sit down and reevaluate this. So I've decided that I am going to go see a professional about this. I started to continue on with this Google that I was talking about, this Googling these symptoms, and I came across the Mayo Clinic. I trust the Mayo Clinic. They put my knee back together. You know, I trust them. In my mind, they got a good reputation. I read that article, then I read one at Men's Health, and it all kind of seems like these burnout symptoms, and I'll tell you what some of the symptoms of being burned out are, and maybe you are. Maybe you're career burned out. Maybe you're burned out on a relationship. Maybe you're just burned out on, well, who knows what. Some of the symptoms are, if you're burned out on work, which leads to being burned out on other things, you question the value of your work, your output. You question, am I doing this right? Is this even connecting with somebody? Is this falling flat? Is this a thing? So you start questioning the value of your work. You start to lose patience with your coworkers. Tick that box as well. Those are two boxes that I tick. I lose patience with the coworkers. I lose patience with myself. I've got a lack of energy. That's another one. Do you have a lack of energy? You might be burned out. Do you lose sleep? Do you lose focus? All those things come into play when you're burnt out. Do you feel let down by your job? I don't necessarily feel let down by my job. I feel let down by my industry. For example, this is a brave thing for people to do. If you're starting a podcast or if you're writing a book and you're trying to do something creative where you're sitting down and you got nothing, then all of a sudden you're trying to create something. And you're not getting in your mind when you come up with it, oh, I think people will like this, or I've learned not to even go to that. What will people like? I just want to do what I like. But you still are curious and you still want to see how the numbers are doing. You can see for yourself. If you're on YouTube right now, very rarely do I get more than 100 people on YouTube looking and liking and watching the videos. Now, it's probably 5, 6, 7 times more for a podcast, you know, on that end of it. If you're just listening to this in the podcast, hello, nice to hear you, to see you. But there's that where you're just kind of going, you know, you feel let down because the numbers aren't going the direction you want them to go. They're not happening in the time you want them to happen. And it leads to a feeling of being let down, like, well, that's not working. So then you start to doubt your skills and your abilities, which, by the way, was also another symptom of being burned out. Food, drugs, drinking, You know, any of those vices that makes you feel better. Now, I don't do drugs. I don't very rarely drink. That being said, I'll eat, you know, if there's something shitty to eat in the refrigerator when I'm in one of these moods, it's going down. I'll do it. But in my mind, I'll go back to, you know, to work it out harder or something like that. But some of the other symptoms, let's see here. Do you have headaches? I don't know where headaches came in there. That was one of the symptoms. And poor sleep, obviously, which I'm talking about, is one of those symptoms. It's a tough thing to deal with. And if you're having any of those symptoms, I would like to tell you right now, do some research. Look into it. I'll keep you updated as long as I'm doing this thing. I'll keep you updated on what's happening there. But there are ways to help that. I just didn't read all the horrible things that are going on. There are other things that you could do to try to combat some of these things if you are feeling burnt out. You could look at all the options. If it's a job one, they talked about how you could talk to your boss and go, man, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. That is if you have a boss that gets it. You know, if it was in my day when I had bosses, they'd be going, oh, you're a pussy. You know, you could never tell your boss that you're being burnt out because they're going to start looking for something else. And that's another thing to worry about. But the experts are saying, hey, look at all the options. Do you need to talk to your boss about this? Do you need to take some time off? Do you need to? One of the other things they said to do is find some relaxing activities. I don't know what that is. It could be fishing, maybe. Could be, you know, something that just gets you out in nature. Something that makes you, that takes your mind away from all the other shit that's going on. Exercise was a big thing. It's a huge thing for, God, you know, exercise really, it's so important. And I, right now, I'm going through a lot of peaks and valleys with exercise. There's times that I do it every single day of the week. And I do it, I'm to a level now to where I'm feeling like I'm getting stronger and I'm putting on more lean muscle mass and I'm getting a little more flexible and everything else. And then, you know, I get so tired that and so burnt out and so bummed out about stuff that I don't even want to work. One of the things they also say is find more sleep. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to put what the Mayo Clinic said into work by do what you can to sleep. And I've already mentioned all the things that I'm trying, and it's just not working. And one of the things they talked about was practice mindfulness. And that's such a broad thing. I'm very familiar with what mindfulness means, but it means different things to other people. What's mindful to you? Being mindful to me means being aware of my surroundings. Being aware when a family member is in need. Being aware when you need to be a good friend. Being aware when you need to sleep. When you know things are going on. So right now, I guess I am practicing mindfulness. I'm so aware at where I am coming up short in my life right now. And a lot of it has to do with all this crap, you know, being possibly, I'm not diagnosing myself here, but I am going to go to an expert. I'll let you know of being burnt out on some stuff. So I'm going to look into that. And I hope that you are doing well. I hope things are going good with you guys. I'm just going to leave it at that, but I'll keep you updated, sons of bitches. That was way better today than what I was going to talk about or the idea that I had to talk about. So if I was all over the place, I apologize, but not really. I think I did pretty good today. I'll pat myself on the back. Please like, comment, share. Seriously, please. That's all, you know, not asking for any money. Not asking for anything like that. Just leave a good review. Share the show. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm trying to get the view hours up. Just turn it on and walk out of the room. Let's beat the algorithm. Screw these people. Anyway, guys, I hope you have a fantastic, I was going to say rest of the week, but it's the start of the week, man. Let's get going. Let's tackle some of these things we have going on. I'm doing it tonight. I'll let you know how it goes later this week, but I'm going to start to try to fire that nighttime Terry that we were talking about. See how that goes. I'm sure it's nothing that's going to happen overnight. I'm sure it's, once again, creating a new habit. Got to commit to it for a certain amount of time and see if that makes my life better. But I'll be honest with you right now. I'm very concerned about what this being tired all the time, not being able to sleep at night, what this is really doing to my body. So far, the doctor says all my vitals are good. So far, knock on wood, I got, you know, everything's okay. But I feel that if this is going to continue on any longer, this could really present some problems down the road. Anyway, guys, I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And I will talk to your ass later.